This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Every year, the Word Warriors of Wayne State University, yes, that's the name of the group, they come out with a list of the top 10 vintage words that deserve to be spoken and written more often. Chris Williams is with Wayne State University in Detroit. Chris, we tend to overuse new words like selfie and hashtag, but these are old words that have fallen by the wayside?
Right. These are words that were popular decades, even centuries ago, that have fallen out of use, and we think they would enrich people's conversation and their writing. It makes it so much more fun to say these words than to, you know, just go back to the old standards.
So the Word Warriors are hoping we'll all show a little love to some venerable and interesting old words.
Absolutely.
How did you land on these 10 words?
But these words are submitted by people across the world on our website, which is wordwarriors.wayne.edu. They can nominate the words at any time, and we go through and we pick one each week, and we put it up on our Facebook site, we put it up on the website, and people can go through and they can comment on it, they can vote on it, and the ones that we see that are gaining the most traction, we kind of set aside, and at the end of the year, we go back and we talk about what are the 10 that really gained the most traction, that really stood out and were unique, and that we just think are the richest words to use in your writing and in your vocabulary every day.
So looking at this, the latest list of the top 10 words that we should be using more often, what's your personal favorite?
I love flapdoodle.
Me too.
That is a great word because as soon as someone says, oh, that's just a bunch of flapdoodle, you don't even need a definition. It's nonsense. You know exactly what it is.
And that goes from the late 1800s, as if I recall from my American history classes.
Yes, yes.
You've got a word on there that I happen to love is rapscallion, which goes back to, the 1600s, I think.
That's a nice and old one, and yet it's still just a perfect word. I have a toddler at home, and he is a rapscallion. He is always into something, and you know, before we even saw it submitted for this list, that was a word that I used for him all the time.
And I would suspect also, if you have a toddler, the word caterwaul comes into mind.
it does. It comes from him, and then sometimes it comes from us. So,
and define that for us.
A caterwaul is a shrill howling or wailing noise. So he can caterwaul for a few hours before we start caterwauling.
Now, there were a couple of words on the list that I have to say, I kind of pride myself on being pretty good with vocabulary. I had never heard the word obamulate until now, and I know it has nothing to do with President Obama.
No, and you know, when I first saw it, that was my first thought, too. I had never heard that word, but that's where my mind went right away, and then I looked up, and it sounds like such a nice, relaxing word, too. You wake up, you obambulate around a beach if you're on vacation. It's just a nice, relaxing word.
And a word that I think a lot of us have never heard, but it makes such sense when you define it, because so many of us drive through miles of this, is subtopia.
Yes, that has so much use today. I actually thought this was a newer word when it was submitted because it just seems to define everything that's going on around major cities these days. And then I looked it up, and it's actually from the 50s people were using this word.
And what would it mean?
It's a monotonous urban sprawl of standardized buildings. So it's when you drive through and you just see the same pharmacies and the same strip malls over and over. You're in the middle of a subtopia right there.
Yeah, I think a lot of us could say that. So what had been maybe a lovely little small town has become a subtopia.
Right.
Knavery sounds very, very Shakespearean.
Yeah, that's another good one, too. That is, that's one of my favorites as well. It's one that until people started submitting it, I knew I had heard it, but I hadn't heard it used a lot. And a lot of these words, people submit them and we'll just think right away, I do like that word. Why don't people use that more? And knavery is just so great for, when you want to talk about someone who's just always getting into some trouble. A lot of rapscallions engage in a lot of knavery.
There you go. And rediscovering these words for conversation and writing really would make it richer and more fun, wouldn't it?
It would. You turn on the TV and people are using the same new phrases and everything seems just, I don't know, very vapid when people are using these new words like selfie and tweep, which they're great because it means our culture is constantly changing and we're constantly coming up with new words to describe a culture that's always changing. But when you look back at these words, these are where a lot of our roots are. Mm-hmm. These just have a great feel to them. When you when you use them, you sound a little bit smarter, but it's also just there's a poetry to them. And knowing when to use them in the right way, it just makes your writing so much better. It makes your vocabulary so much better.
You can study up on this list from the Wayne State Word Warriors by going to wordwarriors.wayne.edu. Chris Williams is with Wayne State University. Good talking with you, Chris. And you are not a Philistine.
I am not a Philistine. I am not.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.